God be the glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Christ Church, the Panda Division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. That being said, let's get it going. Let's get this party started. Here we go.
Never love. We're gonna have you on your team. So this song says this.
I don't know God's gonna do it. I don't know when it's gonna fix it.
Come on.
You provide the spirit. God.
I'm over.
Sap, let's go. I've been through some storms, I've seen trying days, and I know what it is to think that things may never change. Even though I knew better, I couldn't pull myself together because my mind kept racing, focusing on all the things I was facing. But then I felt your touch in the moment when I needed love. You gave me something to believe in, and now I never want to leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Tried to block me, yeah. And the devil tried to stop me, because I finally found out the way up is really going down. Down on my knees and pray, because nothing can hurt me there. And though my facts are changing, now I see that the facts don't make me, because I have
to be here. And now I never want to leave.
It's gonna be you and me together.
Oh.
You and me forever.
Lord, I pray.
Lord, I pray.
And
every day.
Yes.
Keep me in your love. It's gonna be you and me together.
Yes, it is.
You
yeah.
One more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's give God some glory. Come on.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I don't know what's going on tonight. Just, it's so much stuff during praise and worship. Something's always going wrong over here. I don't know what's going on today. Mm-hmm. But let's give God some glory just one more time for it. That we still here. Come on now.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Oh, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. Well, all I know is, I don't know. I wish I could tell you what the problem is. But we still here and we still, everything's lit on the board.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Let's, one more time, give God some glory. Now on tonight, the Lord have me ask the question, and we're going to get into it right after the First Lady of GMPCC, the OC of the KPF family, prayers in on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to come in your presence, God, to say thank you, Father God. God, we thank you for creating us a clean heart, Father God, and renewing the right spirit within us, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your blessings, Father, for your peace, God, for your willingness to give us another chance, Father God.
Yeah.
We just say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we thank you, Lord God, knowing that all that faces us, Father, that you're right there with us, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that in the storm, Lord God, that you're guiding it, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, that we don't have to walk by ourselves, Father.
Yeah.
God, we thank you, Lord, when we get tired, Father, when we're in despair, Father, that you send your Holy Spirit, Lord God, to uplift us, Father, to comfort us, to allow us to make it through, Father God.
Yeah.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that you would touch those that are going through all kinds of health issues, Father, that's facing them, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is a keeper, Father God. And God, we ask you that you would just bless them, God. Give them strength, God. Let them hold on to you, Father, in their time of need, Father God. Let them remember that their help cometh from you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, and we ask, Lord God, that you would bless the pastors, Lord God, that are going forth, Lord God. Those that are true, Father God, that you strengthen them, God, and you encourage them, Father. For there's so many false prophets in the land, Father.
Ooh.
So many false tongues coming out, Father, Ooh. Right now in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, the ones who are true and real, Father,
Come on.
Give them, Lord God, strength right now in the name of Jesus. Don't let them give up. Don't let them get weary in their well-doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, and we just ask that you would have your way on tonight, God, that you would bless the man of God as he go forth, Father God, that you would go before him, Father, that you would have your way, that you would touch the hearts of men, to touch the hearts of women, Father. Lord God, the ears, Lord God, the soul and the spirit, God, that they
yes.
would open up to hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes,
God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we get out of the way, Lord God, that you may continue to have your way in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Whew. Well, tonight's word is a little sensitive, and it's an open forum on tonight. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Those who would like to call in and make a couple of statements, be my guest. You're more than welcome. Amen. It's a sensitive subject, very sensitive. And it's coming from 1 John.
Mm-hmm.
1 John chapter 4, verses 14 and 19. And tonight's title is, What is Love? Mm-hmm. Amen? Let's give God glory on that alone. Yeah. Yeah. What is love? I need some power over here.
Mm-hmm.
So, While you all are searching through your Bible, because it's in the New Testament, it's a small chapter. I think it's before 1 Peter, if I'm not mistaken.
After
1 Peter, okay. I know it's somewhere around there. Because you got 1st and 2nd John. What? Right?
1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation.
Right.
You said 4th chapter?
1st John, chapter 4, verses 14 to 19, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's title is, What is Love? I would like to get more people involved in this. One in particular is Prophet AJ, but I don't know if he's able. Are you able to call him on the gun or no?
I can
try. Appreciate it. But I want Prophet AJ, I want one of the guys' interpretation of what is love. After I read the scripture. Amen? Because a lot of people, now I'm going back to what Satan is. Satan is, he like to manipulate. He like to confuse the interpretation of what is love. And then he like to abuse the termination of what is love.
I'm sorry. I don't have
something on that. Oh, okay.
Wait, I found one.
481, something like that?
551.
Not over there.
Is this it? Because I have like 6 numbers for him.
Let me see. I can't. Where is it?
It's right there.
No, that's not it. That's the old one.
That's the only number I got. That has that 551.
Okay. Then he's used this one. So, as you all are turning your Bibles there, and the woman got doing what she's doing, I'm going to ask the woman got, even though she's doing it, how was your day?
It was okay.
It was okay today?
Yeah.
But we thank God that you're able to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Another opportunity to get right before the Lord.
Yeah.
So we're going to give God about 60 seconds. That's a minute. Excuse me. And we'll see if he answers. Feel free, you can call in. If you have a Bluetooth or some type of headset, you can call in here and we can do this, the discussion. Tell them what we're doing, guys.
Prophet AJ.
Well, once we read the scripture, we're going to do some discussions about that.
Prophet AJ, Apostle is doing a question on over the air. He wants to know if you can participate. He's doing a question over the air. He wants to know if you can participate.
You do what now?
The podcast. He wants to know if he's asking a question, can you participate?
You break it up.
You see, he can't hear me.
Oh my God.
You can call me on your phone, but no.
I'm not.
Okay. He can say he can't hear me.
Give me a phone.
Look, it's right here. It's no different from me than you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm using my phone.
Okay, but you. Whatever.
He said he's asking a question over the air.
Maybe if you turn it down. Turn the TV down.
If you can answer the question.
He's asking the question over the air. And he wants to know what I answer the question.
Can you answer the question as well? Yes, he's going to ask the question. Can you participate?
Oh, what is the problem?
Tell the whole turn the TV down. All the way down.
Good God Almighty.
Put it on zero. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me get the phone. Good.
That was a mouthful right there. That's half service right there, y'all. All right, so the scripture that we're reading is 1 John chapter 4, verses 14 to 19, and it reads as thus. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has. Oh, Lord. And we have known and believed the love God that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Here was the question.
Again. And tonight's question is, what is love? And it's an open forum. On tonight.
Okay. So you said your question is, what is love?
What is love?
Yes.
When you do what God is for, that's love. When it says, feed those that are hungry, feed those that are naked, that's love. If you can't follow the basic instructions of the Bible, then you're not giving love.
Okay.
That's as plain as I can put it. I don't need to be all day. I don't need to draw out a long speech.
Okay, well, okay, what's that?
Follow the Bible.
Let me know when you finish.
If you can't follow the Bible and follow basic instructions, then you're not living in love. Now, if you don't know no better, that's something different. But if you know better, you do better. I'm finished.
Okay.
Okay. What we got?
I think love is patient.
Mm-hmm.
Love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
Love endureth all. Love is... Can't put a weight or a value for love. When you love, you know, it's not... It's imperfect.
That now, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying being in love with someone.
No, I'm not talking about being in love. I'm not talking about being in love with somebody. This is simply what God told us to do when it comes to love.
Mm.
This is the things that God said love is.
Right.
Love is patient. It's kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love is not selfish. It is not boastful.
Mm-hmm.
Love is selfless.
Mm-hmm.
Love doesn't have a timetable on it, you know. So I think that's love. I think with loving is how we draw people. With loving kindness is how we do what we need to do, so that people can know who God is. Because some of us are the only instrument that people see, because they're not able to see God at this point. Amen.
Okay.
That's what I think love is.
Amen. I guess this is going to be a short service after all. Well, my interpretation of love is just like you said, what the scripture says for us to be in love with our fellow man is to be patient, to be kind, is to be meekful.
It's not haughty or
puffed up. Be temperance.
Amen.
And not be boastful about the things of what we do for our brethren.
Right.
And like you said, when the God, like Apostle Paul said too, we're supposed to be living examples of God's love. But when you got turmoil going on in the church, people just, their interpretation of love is they come up to their own genre.
Mm-hmm.
And this falters of the teachings and the practices of the church, especially in Christianity, mainly Christianity, because I know other religions, the things that goes on in Christianity, they will not allow or put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a YouTube clip where the dude was cheating on his wife and the village caught hold of it. I think it was someone placed in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was in India. I don't know. But the whole village, the men, they grabbed their bamboo sticks and they was whipping a mess out that man.
Wow.
Now, they whipped him because he was married. and the woman was cast out the village because she wasn't married. She was single. Then another YouTube clip. I'm sorry. That's because that is kind of funny. But, you know, the purpose of he gave this to me, and like I said, when I said in the beginning, this is a very sensitive and touchy subject, because those that are confused and those that are attend church, they said, you know, the reason why they do certain things that they do, because God is love, and God would love me no matter what I do. That's not necessarily true. Prophet AJ, he hit the nail on the head with a hammerhead on a nail when he said we have to follow the instructions of what thus saith the Lord according to the basis and instructions before we leave an earth, which is the Bible. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of instructions in there. And a lot of people like to overlook it. A lot of people don't know it all, but a lot of people like to say like they know it all. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to be the first to say it, even though I'm an apostle, and I'm sure Prophet AJ and Prophetess Overseer Smith will say the same thing. We don't know everything. That's why we constantly read the Bible, because every time we read it, we get something different and something new out of it.
Amen.
And like I said, I done read the Bible 3 times already throughout my lifetime. And I'm going to start it again in the month of February, which is today. Mm-hmm. And today was supposed to be the first day. Oh, man. Uh-oh. I slipped that. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to start on the telephone number. I got to. So tomorrow's the last day of service for this week. The second service in the month of February. I will have the number available on tomorrow and post it on here, and I will claim it. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, so that is love. Now, when he said he first loved us, yeah, he first loved us because he's the creator. And if he didn't love us, he would never send his son. Think about it. He would never send his only begotten son to be the savior of the world when man had the power and the authority to do so. And we just can't get it right. Every time we get to that door to do something right, here comes Satan to fall to the situation, to turn us away, to manipulate the situation. We have to understand the Bible says one thing and man says another. Mm-hmm. If man says another and ain't saying what the Bible is saying, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. You have to do your own research. You have to have your own connection. I can tell you, God is going to give you $1 million today or tomorrow. That's a lie, unless he didn't tell me. Now, if he told me, I'm going to tell you, God said, it's not what I'm saying. I have to say, what thus saith the Lord? And you're going to hear me saying, if I prophesize, I'm not going to say what I said. Is the Lord is telling me. I'm going to let you know where it's coming from. Because it's not me telling you. I'm going to tell you something different. In all honesty, amen. But in my judgment, I don't try to judge or to certain situations that I'm required to judge. I don't judge from feelings. I may base my experiences on it and weigh the situation, but before I get my final decree, I pray about it. And it doesn't take. Sometimes it don't take long, because I'm always praying. I'm always talking to him. Now, besides my wife and Prophet AJ, I was going to say something else. Mm-hmm. Prophet AJ, I don't speak to many other people, other than my kids, rather. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. So, me being busy throughout the course of the day, I'm trying to stay in communion with the Lord. Because if you see what's going on in the world today, that clock is really ticking.
Yeah, it is.
That clock is ticking very bad. I never seen so much chaos and scandalous stuff going on in the so-called federal government. If it happened, we didn't know about it. But now, as it appears, it's stuff going on I ain't never heard of. Classified documents in people's possessions, especially after they turn. Mm-hmm. Now, if the president is doing it, what about the people in Congress doing it? If the president is doing it, I know for certain people in Congress is doing it. Mm-hmm. So in the National Archives, you wait for almost 8-9 years later to say something I think we need to put money on them people to check the records. So chaos is already here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
The flood of it is just a day away. How did the chick say, singing to Annie? Tomorrow is just a day away.
Yeah.
Man, chaos is just a day away. But you know who ain't just a day away? Who's always here, who's been here? But you got to tap into it. The floodgates of heaven is at a standstill. It's at a standstill because this has to happen for the ignorance of those that know they should be doing right to do right. I don't want to be on that boat. I don't want to be on that boat. I want to be on the captain of the boat that's got the people who are trying to set people free, catching the people who trying to jump on the boat to be free. That's what I want to be. And if I can't be the captain, I want to be the second class mate or first mate, whatever. If I can't be that, I'd rather be in my room chilling, sitting in my bed watching TV, watching old clips of my baby. Come on, somebody. Here or there, but not there. Not there, not there. Can't hear nobody up here in the night. It's quiet. So what is love, ladies and gentlemen? God's love is omnipotent. He loves everybody, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But that love is going to turn to nothing at the day of judgment. Because at the end of the day, he left us instructions. Then he sent the book down on earth with the instructions to give us the instructions in full detail in 3D motion. What I mean by 3D, face to face. And then he reiterated, and then he knocked some stuff off. Because we still couldn't get that right. Christ didn't say nothing about those 10 commandments, but he did say commandments because he changed some of the commandments. And we still can't get it right. Because man is still doing what man wants to do. Man thinks he is in control. No, you're not. No, you're not. It's one thing to say, and may God help us, or may God bless us, but it's another thing that you actually mean it. Not saying that because it's cool. Not saying it because it's protocol. You're just saying it because it's just. Not saying it because it sounds right. Not saying it because it sounds sympathetic. Not saying it because you have a title, you hold a position in church. But say it because it's coming from your heart. And this is Apostle Smith. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't care whether it hurts you or not. I'd rather hurt you with the truth than hurt you with a lie. And then come day of judgment, you wonder why you're in the pit of hell. And then you're looking right at me. And it's not because I did something. It's because of the way I was preaching. Oh, no. Not here, ma'am or sir. I'd rather play music all day if I hear anything. Well, I don't even tell you why I hear anything. We do an open mic or something. But this is not one of those occasions. I thank God it's been very rare ever been such. But one thing was certain, there's going to be the truth up in here. Amen? So, you all have anything to add before we close out?
I mean, you said basically all about the love being,
Just be a little clearer,
baby. I'm sorry. I said you basically said it all when you talked about being the basic instructions, I guess I don't have much to say about it.
Okay.
You, Prophet AJ, you got anything else to say about it?
I take that as a no. So at this time, we're going to ask, again, the overseer to close us out in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the word that went forth. We ask, Lord God, that you keep it on the tablets of our hearts. Father God, that we will keep it, Lord God, that we will not forget your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you that you bless the man of God for everything that he gave out. That you would bless him tenfold, Father. That you would encourage his heart, mind, and spirit, Father God. Lord God, that this was a very touchy situation, a very delicate situation, God. And we ask, Lord God, that you continue, Lord God, to strengthen him, to bring wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in those areas, Father,
yes,
that
Lord.
Are delicate, Lord God, that are needed, Father.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we just say thank you until we all meet again. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace in Christ Church. Along with me is the Prophet AJ of Pastor of Power and Praise Ministries and the First Lady of GMPCC. And the overseer of the KPL family. Not only that, she's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. How is that possible? Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that way is possible because I let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And how does all that collaborate together? Because with my whole heart that I sought thee, and that word that I had in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen. So this is the KPF podcast. We will see you tomorrow night. Be blessed and be safe.